Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, senior editor at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for another episode of the Injury Report podcast. As we here at Behind the Steel Curtain want to get you as prepared as possible for the upcoming Steelers game. This one is in Week 12, 1 o'clock p.m. kickoff at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati against the AFC North rival Cincinnati Bengals. There's a lot of injury concerns on the Pittsburgh Steelers side of the docket. We are going to break down who practiced Friday, who didn't practice Friday, who's in, who's out, who's questionable, who's doubtful, all that good stuff right here in this podcast. Before we get into that, I want to make sure BehindTheSteelCurtain.com is your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. If you like to read about the Steelers, there's no better place than BehindTheSteelCurtain.com to get all the latest breaking news, as well as all those situations where we have film room breakdowns, recap articles, you name it, we've got it right there in one spot. Also, if you just stumbled upon this podcast somewhere, like in an article on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, congratulations, you have found our channel. You can get our exclusive podcast network anywhere where you get your podcast. Search Steelers, Behind the Steel Curtain, doesn't matter where, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, I think even, Stitcher, Anchor, Pandora, all those places you'll find it. So let's get right into the injury report. The Pittsburgh Steelers had some pretty good news, if I'm being completely honest here. Some pretty good news with their Friday injury report, so let's talk about this. So Ben Roethlisberger, with his pectoral and right shoulder injury, had been limited the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, but Friday, he was a full participant, so good news for Ben. Joe Haden, for the second straight day, was limited on Friday, so not the greatest news, but still pretty good. Arthur Millette, who did not practice with an illness on Thursday, was a full participant on Friday, so looking good for him. Trey Turner was a full participant for the second straight day on Friday. J.C. Hasenauer and Eric Ebron, both with injuries. Hasenauer with a pectoral injury, Ebron with a knee, did not practice for the third straight day. T.J. Watt went from limited to a full participant on Friday, so that's good news for him. Isaiah Loudermilk remained a full participant with his groin injury, and Cam Hayward, as the coach's decision on Wednesday, was again a full participant. So, with the injury report part of things, the Friday's practice report out of the way, what is the game status? Well, for Joe Haden, he is listed as questionable. He's probably going to be one of those injuries that you will hear or read Adam Schefter, Tom Pelissero, some of those. Ian Rappaport will probably say, well, it's expected that Joe Haden will or won't play because of the foot injury. He's listed as questionable. As for Hasenauer and Ebron, they have both been ruled out. Other than that, no injury designation. So T.J. Watt, Loudermilk, Turner, Millette, Roethlisberger, they all are good to go. So good news for the Steelers, and let's not forget that Minkah Fitzpatrick was taken off the reserve COVID list on Thursday. All right, now for the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm looking at the wide receiver. Alden Tate, he did not practice again on Friday with a thigh injury. Everyone else was a full participant, and their game status is super simple. Alden Tate is doubtful with that thigh injury. Everyone else was a full participant and is labeled as good to go. So the Steelers, Joe Haden, if they can get him back, that would be a huge lift for the defense. But if not, getting Minkah Fitzpatrick back, having T.J. Watt available, is a really big boost for a defense that struggled mightily without them in Week 11 Sunday Night Football against the Los Angeles Chargers. So that's the game status. Make sure you check BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all the latest and greatest news, including whether Joe Haden will or won't be in the lineup. And wherever you get your podcast, search Steelers Behind the Steel Curtain. Subscribe, follow, whatever you have to do so you don't miss a thing. All right, that's it for me. Jeff Hartman, senior editor at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. As we always finish it out here, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.